Welcome back to Dakota Midday. I'm Lori Walsh. South Dakota Democrats are in Philadelphia this week for the National Convention. We are joined now by one of those delegates, Paula Hawks, brings us insight from Philadelphia. Paula, welcome to Dakota Midday.
Hi, thanks, Lori. Thanks for having me on.
So give us an idea of the energy there for this whole week. What's it like on the floor?
It's been incredible. Folks are very excited. You know, whether you're a Bernie supporter or a Hillary supporter, everybody's very excited and focused on moving forward. Yesterday's roll call vote was very, very exciting for everybody. Got a chance to cast our votes for our nominees, and in the end, Bernie Sanders made a very fine nominating speech for Hillary Clinton after all of the votes had been cast, and it was just an eruption of excitement for where we're headed with the Democratic Party.
So give me some behind-the-scenes stuff. How do you plan out what you're going to say? Because that's such a silly question, but I want to know, do you all get together and say, we're going to have Sean Bordeaux talk in Lakota, and then we're going to do this? Like, you plan your script out?
You know, there was a little bit of planning just to make sure that we represented South Dakota to the best of our ability. And, you know, one of the best ways for us to do that was to include the Lakota culture in our presentation. And Sean happened to be very willing and very happy to greet the assembly in Lakota. And I think it was a very beautiful touch to our presentation.
Forgive me for not knowing this, but did you go as a Hillary supporter or as a Bernie delegate?
I was a Hillary delegate.
Okay, so we were kind of split down the middle there in the state. So what were those kind of conversations you had with some of the Bernie delegates to sort of think about what we wanted to present ourselves as a state at the end of the day?
Well, you know, if you were watching, there were some delegations here at the convention who were a little more boisterous about their support for Bernie, and not always in the most acceptable way. But I am very proud to say that the South Dakota Bernie delegates were incredibly professional. They did their best to represent South Dakota, and they did so in an honorable and respectful way. And I think that they are pleased with the way that South Dakota represented everybody. We got a chance to, you know, show the support for Bernie and show our support for Hillary. And in the end analysis, we will come together as a state and support our nominee for president.
Let's talk about platform issues a little bit and how that process works. Are you a part of that platform conversation? Do you sort of hear about what was going on, or is that not something that you focus on while you're there?
I did not focus on that as a delegate. We had a separate group of people who participated with the rules committee and the platform committee, and so they helped to formulate those things. And so we were given a platform book at the beginning of the convention that showed all of the work that they had done, and we were given kind of a rundown by the folks who served on those committees for us.
Okay, I'm reading those, by the way, from both.
Yeah.
Everybody's laughing at me. I had to print them out on my own home printer so as not to waste work resources, so I could dig through those hefty volumes. You spent some time on the rural issues panel, is that correct?
I did.
Tell me a little bit about that.
We were focusing on, obviously, rural communities, and like I said in that panel yesterday, pretty much the entire state of South Dakota is a rural community. With less than 1 million people in the entire state, we are all part of that rural community, and we are all reliant upon that rural way of life. And so I talked a lot about agriculture and how important that is to South Dakota. I talked about the production of new energy resources in South Dakota, because that's an incredible opportunity that we have, opening up those industries of wind and solar energy and making those not just about energy but about job and economic development throughout the state. And when we talked about healthcare, particularly healthcare on the Indian reservations, and how important it is to make sure that we are providing basic medical care for everybody in the state.
Tell me some of the connections that our delegates are making with folks from other states. Do they sort of spread out and go their own way and meet people from other states and network? They kind of stick together. What does that look like?
It depends on what part of the day we're in.
Sure.
In the morning, we are doing council and caucus meetings, and then it's just kind of you go where your interest lies or where you feel that you have the most to say or to do with that council or caucus. And that's a really great opportunity to network with other folks who have the same concerns that you do. And so for me, it's been rural, the Rural Council, the Native American Council, Tomorrow I will be going to the Women's Caucus and just talking about the issues that are really important. And so that's the really good opportunity to get out and meet folks from different areas. The Hotel Black where we're staying, we're with four other states. And so we have a great opportunity to network with those folks. And of course, when you're in the arena, it's just everybody is everywhere. So you get to run into people from everywhere across the country. So
tell me about the security there. What's that like?
It's intense.
Is it?
today is particularly intense. We have President Obama and Vice President Biden coming in today to speak to the assembly. So security is incredibly intense today, but it's always been, when you're out walking on the streets, there's a police officer on every corner. They've done a very effective job of making us feel very safe. Getting into and out of buildings has been fairly smooth considering the number of people who are going in and out and the level of security that we need to take for the folks who are here. But at no point during this week have I felt in any danger or like I should be concerned about security.
The contention and some of the, vocalization of support for Sanders and against Hillary that we saw early on in the convention, is that sort of dying down now? Or do you still see that from that core group of folks, not from South Dakota, as you said, but right. from other states who are sort of still causing any kind of disruption? Or is that past?
I don't know that it's really ever been destruction. It's been...
Disruption, it's
been a,
yeah.
It's been... obstruction. I wouldn't say that it's an obstruction. I think that they are exercising their right, obviously, to talk about what they're concerned about.
Sure.
And I don't know that it's been distracting to the point of concern or worry. I do see it settling down a little bit today. And I hope that by, the end of this evening and moving into tomorrow, Laura, are you still there?
Yep, I'm still there. I can hear you.
Sorry.
Keep going. Yeah,
my phone made some noise.
Sure.
So I think I'm hoping that as we get in through the rest of tonight and into tomorrow, and we hear more of the unifying message and more of the positive tone that we've been experiencing thus far, that will continue to die down. I do think that there is a level of conversation that needs to be had in order to sway those really strong Bernie supporters to... support and be vocal about their support for Hillary Clinton.
Sure. Tell me about some of the speakers and who was particularly inspiring to you.
Michelle Obama.
Right.
That was just unbelievably incredible.
I did not see this speech, but I keep hearing about it. So tell me, what did I miss?
You should definitely take the time to look at it. She talked about, her family. She talked about her children. She talked about mom. It was just a beautiful... wrap up of the last 8 years and what it has meant to her, and she's just an incredibly inspiring speaker. Hmm. And so that was incredible. I also enjoyed Cory Booker. He was energizing. It was a different tack, very energizing.
Sure.
And last night we got to hear from some mothers of children who have lost their lives too early, and that was incredibly moving as well.
What do you bring home to South Dakota from an event like this?
I bring home a huge amount of energy for my campaign, a huge amount of enthusiasm for what it is I'm doing and why I'm doing it, to be surrounded by folks who have a really positive vision of where we can go with this country and where we can go with South Dakota. It's just truly inspiring and gives me a lot of hope for where we're headed.
When you say where we can go as South Dakota, obviously we're a fairly red state. So how does
yep.
that play into where we can go from South Dakota from the Democratic National Convention? Elaborate on that a little bit.
I think that comes down to what kind of a vision we have for rural America and the development of the development right now. What I've been talking about with a lot of folks here is energy production and how South Dakota could truly be a leader in energy production, where we can expand upon the ethanol production that we have now, and we can develop the industries in wind and solar energy, and how South Dakota could just harness that and really develop a great economic boom for the state.
And how are you feeling that message is sort of being received by other delegates and on a national platform level?
Incredibly well. It's on the national platform level already. Okay. It's something that I've been talking about for months, and I'm very happy to see that it's become an official part of the Democratic platform.
Talk a little bit about Tom Daschle. I'm reading in some of the papers back home that he sort of gave a speech, but he talked to delegates about what needs to happen next. Tell me what that moment was like. Bring me, I want to be a fly on the wall during that.
It was incredible to have such a standout representative of South Dakota be a spotlight speaker at our breakfast. To hear him talking and to see everybody in that room who knew who he was, and they stood in line to have a moment to talk with him and take a picture with him. Hmm. He's a very inspiring speaker. He's somebody who really understands the issues, not for just South Dakota, but for everyone across the country. And what he talked about was having a positive vision. And that's what we're seeing this week, is that everybody is talking about having a vision and that it needs to be positive, because we have great opportunities to be an incredibly positive influence. And that's what we are focusing our energy on, so that people have something to feel good about, feel positive about, and know that we are ready to move forward with that vision.
What do you think of Hillary Clinton's chances in the general election in your home state?
In my home state of South Dakota?
Right.
You know, right now, I think it's probably 50-50. If I took a guess right now, I think that she has a great opportunity to reach out and talk to South Dakota about her incredible knowledge of the needs and issues that are at heart for South Dakota. Unfortunately, Donald Trump does not have that kind of knowledge or experience with rural America. And so I think it will become clear who the best option for South Dakota and America is.
What do you think South Dakota Republicans need to hear from her speech tomorrow that will make them consider her as a candidate?
I think they need to hear that she understands and appreciates the unique needs of rural America and the unique needs of agricultural and energy issues that we are facing.
Paul Hawks,
South Dakota can be a leader for.
You have been generous with your time. We really appreciate it. Be safe out there and journey home well.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.